This is the 13th arj. The reproductive fluid, when it want to comes during the sexual relationship, and you say, no, I am celibatic, and you are holding it at that time, on the halfway, when they want to comes out, that make these type of the diseases. I'm not giving medicine. You don't worry about... You understand? You got the answer? Okay, what's the next question? Mala of the Dhatus. Yes, after practicing the 6 months of regimens, you will be qualified to observe that. Yes, you are going to know after practicing 6 months of regimen. After 6 months, you should practice this program which I have told. And then, if you not understand, then please ask the question. The waste product of the bones is hairs and nails. That's why I am saying, if you are totally healthy, then don't worry about the stools. But I agree with you what you want to know, and I understand what you want to know. I can give the answer also there. What are the waste product of the dhatus? Please you come in my advanced class, I will be more happy. But in self-healing class, I will not break the principle. I will be really love to give you the answer. If you come in my advanced class, you can learn whole Ayurveda. I do not have any problem. Because there is a certain things are very important to understand in relation of waste product. Because it will create another question. This is your just one desire. When I fulfill this one desire, then you will get next desire. You don't know what next desire you are getting, but being a teacher, I know what the next question will come. So please believe me and trust me and practice 6 months. And if you want to learn more Ayurveda, you welcome in advanced class. Because to explain this theory of mala, I need to explain many things. Then you will understand the meaning of mala. Clear? What's your next question? 15 to 20, half an hour to 45 minutes rest. The same seminar with little bit advanced course, I'm leading in next 4 days. No problem, whenever you're ready, then tell me. Just write down my telephone number, 442-665. 442-665. Vrindavan. Yes. My residency number. Yes, first you have to make appointment on telephone. Mathura, no. You can get it. You're welcome. Any other question left, Mataji? No problem. Yes, I have 1 million questions with Mataji. No, you can use the soap. Massage is one thing, cleaning the sweat, either with bath, if it is not enough, you can use little soap. Oil massage in the morning schedule. Then you want to soap it? Then you want to use the soap after the massage? No problem, you are going to... If you feel that there is a lot of sweating, because in some cases there is a sick condition when sweats comes lots in the night, you take, take shower and take massage, no problem. Yeah, no problem. What's your next question? Quantity of? I think I have already told, this is anti-pitta. And improving the digestion, rejuvenating the pitta constitution. If you interested more information than that, I have an Ayurvedic pharmacology lecture and I lead 1 weekend just with Amalaki. I teach only Amalaki 1 weekend, 14 hour class. I just speak about Amalaki, not anything else. Yeah. She's talking about the Amalaki fruit. It balancing, it not aggravating, not disturbing. Does not, it's maintain the rejuvenating your body, so it's work with everything. Rejuvenation is the word, it's not need to be used just symptomatically. It's work causatively. Balancing all three doshas, especially the pitta constitution. Anti-pitta. If your pitta is high, that three things is enough if you can practice. It's helped naturally when it's working with the balancing the doshas. According to season, the things which is available, it is automatically heating and cooling. Yes? No, if you take the sour mango, is heating. If you take the sweet mango, is not heating. Yes. Yeah. Excess is everything bad. We note this point. Excess is everything bad. If you get some heat rashes due to the mango, it's have been excessively used. Or the sour mango, unripe mango have artificially ripened by the carbate. It's not naturally ripe. Then it can produce it. People take half bay, it is not ripe on tree, and they put some carbate and the next day it's yellow. And they sell it to you, you feel it is sweet, but it is actually not ripe. So this is tricks which you have to work on that. What's your next question? Watermelon. Melons are good. You just look the seasonal fruit of summer. Wonderful. Simply. Don't look the other fruits. Don't try to look the quality of wheat. You try to look what your body accept and how your body work with the things. Look in that way. I always tell you, the food, if any problem comes in your body, watch 3 days meal and don't repeat your mistake. You will have the answer. If you're looking the quality of the ingredient, then there is a 1,000 list of the ingredient and they have their property. That will be totally pharmacological lesson which I need to explain. It will be not logically for the health maintenance, it's very difficult to be answered in that way. Heating and cooling and symptomatic. This is symptomatical approach. If you remember the principles, then you never lost. But when you go in hot and cold, then there will always be tendency to lost. If you feel heat, I say, you watch 3 days before what you have eaten. And then you cut down that. What I'm saying, if you in summer, if you feel it is too much heat, you just watch your 3 days meal before. Something which you make sense that this is not right, you don't take. And if next day you okay, your problem is solved. Otherwise, you always be dependent on answer with me. I am taking this, is that heating or cooling? Is that heating or cooling? This is a big bunch of list, Mataji. I will say, whenever any problem of heat sign comes, you watch 3 days what you have done. The heat might be right your anger and you just blame to mango. The heat might be increased just due to the last 3 days you was angry or you are suppressing anger and it's blamed by the mango. That milk is making me angry or milk is making me heat. So, you carefully, consciously observe this principle. What's the next question? Yes, yes. If you want to take the benefit of honey, it should be alone. I mean, if you want to take the milk, you have to take milk alone. To take the benefit of milk. So honey itself is a quality which have relation with the body, its work as a medicine, it should be alone. I mean, if you are going somewhere and you are carrying some people with you, it's always been a, you know, you have, if you have, if you like, you are a, if you have a, your associating people, those who work with you nicely, then it's okay. So same way, honey is a, itself have medicinal quality. So it, when, if you want to take the, just honey and its quality, then only honey. But honey we use for as a catalyzer with the herbs in medicines. So it's improved the function of herbs. Sorry? In what? I couldn't understand your question. What the quality of honey? Please, that is the question. I mean, your question was that is honey is all right to take individually to see the benefit. But before you use it, you are going to know why you are using it. Who recommends you? For what somebody recommends you? There is a thousand quality of honey which we use in a medicinal purpose. So if there is some situation I can sell, I can say, okay, this person can use in this problem, this thing. In general, there is no any law that everybody should use honey for this problem. It goes according to the constitution. And that's a pharmacological, pharmacopathological question to be have answered in pharmacological class. But we won't recommend. Without, if you have some reason, then you put. If you do not have any reason, then no need to put. Just simple sugar is enough as a sweetener. What? Adharmic? What it means? Adharmic, what? Qualify? In which vegetables? It's not have an explain in Ayurveda, so it's very difficult for me about these things. Wherever it come, but it's not explained. What? Me? Millet? Millet. Yeah. Is a little, yeah. Yeah. Bajra. B-A-J-A-R-A. Like bajar, this is bajra. Buckwheat is kutu. You see, one thing is very important to know. These are just the bridge language terminology which I'm telling you. If you go in South India, if you go in Gujarat, if you go in Maharashtra, if you go in Rajasthan, these names will not be useful. I don't know Hindi. I born in Vrindavan, unfortunately. I think you can understand this thing. If it is sweet, no problem. I have explained principle. Sprouts are lighter form of the beans. If the people cannot digest the beans directly, then they can take in a sprout form. I'm saying if the people are not able to digest, then they can take a sprout. Minimum. Natural. Nature of guava, cleansing the bowels, if it is ripe properly, with seed. I am not talking about leaves, Mother. Leaves of the guava comes to the pharmacological class. Otherwise, it's difficult to control me for the self-healing course. What? Okra. It's nature. Like if you ask why the banana is twisted, why my nose is here, why my lips are here, it is nature of the okra. Like why the amla is pitta pacifying. Yes? What is the taste of that? Tell me, what is the taste of okra? Try to taste it properly, honestly. This mucilaginous quality, the mucilaginous quality of okra, you try to taste it. So it comes in the last category of the, you know, astringent. Is it sticky? So that comes in the vata category. I'm not saying it is good for kapha. I'm never using this terminology. What is good for kapha, what is good for pitta? I'm saying, if you have any problem, watch 3 days meal. This is life is need to live every day. It's not like one day game. Which? Patal? I don't know that. I don't know Patal. Lucky. Tinda. Kira. When I come in Mayapur, please show me and I will tell you. What? Karela. Chakti. It's like a round cauliflower. Parval. Parval. Yeah. What do you want to know about it? This is good. If you feel problem, stop it. I was not at that time, otherwise I love to eat that. According to thirst. And don't miss your thirst. You're welcome. Yes, Mataji. Sorry. I have to go with one person. What do you mean? 1 or 2 liter water in 10 minutes? Yeah. 10 minutes is not the essentially principle. If you want to drink water after boiling, couple of minutes boiling is enough. When it cool down, you filter it. That's okay. I don't know the 10 minute or 20 minute theory. I just know boiling is enough to do that. Yeah. It make lighter. After, without practicing 6 month program, is very difficult to observe any other thing. If you want to start, no. If you have the regimens, this, you just need to start to practice it. And if your body gives trouble after practicing all, then you go to Ayurvedic doctor. Otherwise, does not need. What I am saying, the people have possibility to practice these regimens. And after practicing these regimens, they will never be sick. If they are sick, then they need to look the doctor. Whether it is possible or not possible. Yes. But no one can start, and you are not allowed to speak with anyone, till you not practice 6 months. This is first commitment. If any student, those who have learned this class, if they are going to teach next day to anyone this, they will fail in this program. Honestly, you consider me teacher, that's why I'm sitting here. And if you believe in the word of the teacher, I have experienced it in my personal life, on behalf of that I'm saying. People have tendency to just start to tell something they got, they start to teach others. This is our rajasic quality of mind. Until unless this course, which you not make sattvic in your body, this will not beneficial, because one time you said it out, it's just gone. And you are not doing and other people are also not doing. So the deep sattvic voice of explanation will come when how much you honest to practice it. I tried my best to do with me. That's why I'm so boldly sitting in 20 people or 100 people and say these words. And it makes sense logically in the people. If I have not experienced in my life, I will not stand in front of you 10 minutes to give the answer. It's very true. So that's why I'm saying, if you would like to explain anybody, please be experienced that and then reconsult your teacher that I have learned this thing and then I will observe if you have done some mistaken in practice which have to be comes out this type of experience which is your experience is correct, some mistakes there, then we recorrect and after that you re-understand, then you happily, it will just show by your face. The people will say, what are you doing? Then you can lead on that. In Pitta, yeah. That is the different books. Shushrut have explained with water and fire in the relation of bile, which you see in a liquid form. But in Charak Samhita, fire is a pure fire. So, that's etc. Like lemon juice is not burning when you touch, but when you cut and then it squeeze, is burning. So, lemon is like a watery, but it's still burning. Same way is the Pitta concept. Any other question? Thank you. In Ayurveda, there is no subject which is prophylactic. Ayurveda have prophylactic subject, which I have already told, the practice of healthy regimens and routines. It will not hurt you. It will come in contact. Yes. Yeah, because they not practice the regimens. Yeah, they're not practicing regimen. If you practice regimens and then you tell me, you might be mosquito bite you. It's not in under your control that malaria will not bite you. But if your immunity is better, then it is in under your control. It will not infect you as infection. It's not always compulsory that malaria bite and then you get infected. Might be we are sitting together and same mosquito bite you and me also, but I might not get fever, you might get fever. It depends on the resistance and immunity. So that's why I'm again and again and again and again focusing on to practicing this 6 months and reconfirm with the teacher what you have practiced. If you are, I know from the 20 student might be one student have recontacted me in my many seminar. But I happy because one contact. It's give me $1,000,000,000. When he tell his experience, because something which you have feel, you liberate it. Like some people, there is a very strong in the Seva Kunj. Nobody can live in the night. Nobody can live in the night. Many people try to sleep in the night, and next morning, finish. They don't want to see the world, because there is a Maharas every night in Seva Kunj. Many policemen, many other people have tried to work out on that, but they're not able. But the sadhus, those who have tried, they just left the body. If you have the experience of something which is wonderful, you don't waste your energy. Yes. I think this is pathological question. Same, all viral and bacterial infection. In Ayurveda, we do not have viral and bacterial theory. We have just to take care of ourselves. We are not worried about the outside world. We must worried about ourselves. Basically, this is the problem of Rajas mind, that we are worried about all the people, not worried about me. But in Ayurveda, we are just worried about this. We are not worried about else. If you okay, then whole world is okay. If you not okay, then whole world is mess. You have to protect yourself from the sunshine. If the weather is hot, you protect yourself. That is the first regimen which I have explained. You can tolerate easily. If you can't tolerate, you should protect.
So if I be careful with all these regimens, I can very easily tolerate to keep off all.
That's the logic. That's the logic.
So I
if you are not following proper, then there might be some. But still, after following everything, if still your body is plus and minus, it means your constitutional nature is that which is so you for take protection. The protection means not take some medicine. Protection is just don't go out too much in the sun. Make some arrangement which give cooling. Like we put the water in the mud pot in the summer. But nobody put water in the mud pot in the cold. These are the precautions. The summer regime means, the winter regime means, the rainy regime means. That regime means goes according to weather. No problem. Follow the principle what I have said. And slowly, slowly... Slowly, either give me the answer complete or you complete the answer. Follow the regimes. After that, watch the diabetes, how much percentage. If it is going lower, reduce your insulin doses. Gradually, gradually, immunity will develop, insulin will be negative. All the disease, I have same answer. Without practicing regimens, if somebody just answers, I'm not favorable. And if this answer is not making sense, then I can re-reply. If you after 20 days, 20 lectures or 19, 15, 16, whatever lectures I have given, that theoretically I have explained it, why these things are valuable. You know, hardly I took one or two classes to explain you the regimen things. The rest of the time of your time, I was explaining institutionally, philosophically, theoretically, fundamentally, why we want to do this thing. That's only the reason. We have the surgery without seizure. Our 50% surgery without seizure, and some of the surgeries with medicated threads, we make the thread as a seizure. And some of the surgeries was open, which have to be used the season. We have 110 type of instrument of surgery which have been explained in Shushrut. When you are interested in that chapter, I will be very happy to answer. Ayurveda works 99% in that case, but 1% is still keep for Krishna. First you practice the healthy regimens and then how you feel. It's your consciousness subject, I think, is different.
I don't know, after your class, I should continue, or completely, I should go to the Ayurveda, and then after that,
that's your personal decision. Without practicing of regimens, I don't say that you should go completely in Ayurveda. Don't follow blindly any teacher. If you find some bona fide answer inside you, then you can go in Ayurveda. I think I do not have any question from you which based on my previous 18 days or regarding the self-healing. So, I'm really interested to know that your interest of my student in the question which what I have teach. What I have teach, you not have any question in that. Then, I feel that things is over and now I have some new plan. So it's gone. It just looks like institutional. I would like really practical implemented question in your personal life. And I haven't find any question. I will be welcome to give you this. And after that I find in myself no question. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah. Ayurveda explain acupressure. In Chinese, they have developed is with the dominical way to make acupuncture or to using the animal products. If you go more demonically, that's an allopathic medicine, they just use the poisons. All the allopathic medicine, if you see, it's written poison in red. So you're taking poison. So it's a naturally demonical spirit. All the syrups have the rectified spirit, which is alcohol. So that's the way. But Ayurveda is explained for both, for demons and demigods, as I give in the beginning. So it's not. But physicians must need to be sattvic physician should must need to be Vaishnava and sattvic. No. Yeah, no. No, no, no. I do not have any injection in my practice. I have not used any single allopathic drug in last 10 years in my body, or I have never prescribed for anyone. If I have to send somebody for allopathic, I just refer to the allopathic doctor. Why should I interfere in their matter? I do my best with my Ayurvedic herbs. If I'm not able to be helpful, I say, please bring somewhere else. I'm not God. I'm just serving. How the Krishna want to work on your play is his matter. It's okay? That's why I'm thinking,
so
is still... I think you definitely need some personal time with me or to make some personal classes for your advanced questions. I will not feel qualified my class to answer your questions. I know your answers, but I not feel my all student they are qualified. So I will be very love and happy to give your answers. You know your level and I know your level, so better. So whenever you have time, we can set up after Deepavali, after finishing my this course. So I will make another round for the questions. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, it does not need to be make 20,000. That's just number of the bills of the accounts in my pocket. So just to be repeat the regimen's things. Front of your side and. Twisting your legs to the right, yeah. This is the natural effort for evacuation. Yeah, and wash your eyes and throw upward. Yeah, clean your nose, yeah. Tongue, yeah, and clean your tongue. Split the mucus. Yeah, whatever suitable, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, follow your body up to down. That's simple logic. No, I think it's, you know that, so does not need to repeat. After massage, take shower. Once a while, once a week or twice a week, if you need little bit, you can use. Yeah, before that I have said after taking shower, you have to dress yourself neat and clean and have some meditation program or chanting program or deity worship or temple program. That is very important after that. When you've done this thing, then you think about your breakfast, what you have. You arrange the appropriate breakfast, what you need to eat. Because you know, yesterday you eat something which make you wrong today, so don't repeat your mistake. You should watch it, what you have to eat and arrange it. That is called conscious way to receive and organize the food and then enjoy the breakfast. After that you open your diary and make your plan or make any phone call or any plan you have to done. Then you start your day hours, which is working hours. 3 hours you can work continuously. After 3 hours you feel slightly low energy. At that time you can drink plain water rather than snacking or coffee or tea. Plain water drinking, this is like 1 or 1.5 hour before the lunch time. So drink water, you feel fresh, wash your face if you feel more lethargic. It will help you to work a little bit leftovers. And then you take your lunch. And lunch should be organized. If anything which have been giving you trouble, which you have used in the last 3 days, should not repeat it. And then consciously, concentratedly, quantitatively, according to birth, peacefully, you take prasad and then further go on with the work. After 45 minutes, you can drink some water and then after 2.5 hour or 3 hour, take some fruit, seasonal fruit if you feel needed. Sweet fruits as a dessert is good. At the after meal. After meal means immediate as a dessert after meal. But the sour, seasonal fruits in sour or anything can we take at 4 o'clock. If some health problem, that is different thing. But in healthy condition, no problem. And then you finish your work and complete your family duties or responsibilities on the way, or then evening time, 3 hours before or 2.5 before, have some light dinner if you feel hungry, whatever workout. Sleeping time, you take milk. In between that, you complete your sadhana, meditation, reading, or any duty which is left. Before sleeping, you should breathe long inhalation, long exhalation, watch your diary, what you was committed in this morning, have not done completely, or put it next day, according to your schedule, and 3 minutes left, 3 minutes right, chant to be happy. This is a mental clock which have forced your body to be biological clock, but to tune up this thing, you have hard time when you go for 1 month like that. You know something, when we newly here, we very enthusiastic, we jump on that. But after 2, 3, 4 days, 1 week, it start to slow process, 3, 15, forcing this. Because to tune to your body, it takes time. That's 6 month period. Mind have accepted, your body tuned up. This is a very temporary stimulation of the brain, rajasic way to accept this thing. But same time, I mean, you have done good. But what I'm saying, after practicing this whole program, after 1 month or after a while, your previous habits will force you to give up. This is too much. That is your time of sadhana to start it. It's very practical practice which I have seen many times. When I say, oh, this is these days are going mess. For tomorrow, I will do everything according to plan. And I go everything very planned. And the first day is very nice, next day is slightly slow, third day is more slow, 4 days more slow. And after the 1 week, I just come back on the same routine. That's the previous habits which ruled on me. So on that time, actually, real consciousness, awareness is very essential. Yes, you have any question? The Brahmi leaf, ghee. Leaves. I do not have any problem with that, if something is working nicely with you. So first you started the regimen and then think about if it is needed, you start it again. I think you will not need anything when you practice the regimens. That's my personal experience. I'm just telling everything with all my personal experience. There might be some errors. There might be some mistakes. When I started to practice, I do 90% errors. And I say, well, this is just useless. Then I go to ask the people, because I never find one guru for this transferring this knowledge to me. I have met near about 100 gurus to confirming each section of single things to know about. I have seen somebody just doing this thing and not doing other thing. I saw somebody doing this thing, not doing this thing. I saw somebody doing this thing, not doing this thing. People are doing here and there, but not as a whole. So, and when I see Ayurveda saying as a whole, these all people believe in Ayurveda and love to practice that, but they're just missing little bit. That's why it's incomplete. And when I see Ayurveda explaining as a whole every day. So when I ask this question from my teacher, well, it consumes too much time, and no matter how much it's going to, well, people not have these things. I mean, we have collected the garbage, now lots, which we need to maintain. People have very simple life. I give the story of this village man. You know, he was just resting after pulling his field, and then some few businessmen came to sell the land, and then he said, oh, I'm happy. Oh, you will rest after that. So he was resting before arranging everything. So same way, because nowadays people, by the heavy effect of Kali Yuga, trying to arrange lots of garbage surrounding them, simply does not need that many facilities. How much facility you increase? Every day it's increase, never decrease. When we built this Gurukul, it was quite big place, but now it looks very tiny. Everywhere people are squeezing the place. It looks very tiny. So this is the nature of Maya. It never be complete. It always looks incomplete. So we have to be satisfied ourselves in satisfactory way. Yeah. No, I just say in the beginning, somebody have constipation, they can practice this thing. No problem. But drinking water is always be nice. Must careful to see. If your food is digested, you just go. If not digested, then this indigestion have this problem, and then you have to take this warm water and things and do, which at least help to clean out. Yes. Unyal Prabhu? Kunjal. Kunjal is a yogic exercise which have to be done in the consideration of a yogic teacher, not by yourself. If you have done already, it is a treatment therapy of yoga, which can practice at the time when you have doshas aggravated or out of balance. Does not need. I am doing everyday kunjal in my practices. What he said, you rub your tongue and if you feel to vomit, you just vomit. That is kunjal. I have already put the water in mouth, your, and then I am saying rubbing the tongue. If you will, if it want to comes out, just comes out. If there is any pitta, it will comes out. So no problem. I am doing everyday this kunjal and Sankha Prakhyalan. What is these exercises? It's a Sankha Prakhyalan and Kunjala. This is the things I have adopted from big program to the small program in the self-healing. Because health maintenance is a very essential thing and it need to do every day. It's not like after 6 months you are doing Kunjal, after 6 months you are Sankha Prakhyalan. This is a mental speculation of yogi way to explain this thing. I'm not disregarding the yogi. These are the very pious thing. These are the very nice things and people have done in their life. But what I have understand, this is needed to maintain every day. No doubt about it. But when you do every day, you not consume that much time. But if you do once a year, then you go for 1 month in just yoga center. You divide that time in every day, you will find only that much hour which you have invested in the doctor in a hospital, that same hour you need to invest here. Sometimes people say, oh, I am very busy, I will lose that much money if I take 1 hour time to eat my meal. In that much time, I will lose that money. But same money which you earn at that time, you pay to the doctor or to the insurance. So where is the Vedic consciousness and Vedic concept left? I have, with the inspiration of Srila Prabhupada, I decided the Vedic lifestyle, the people, those who have dedicated their life, at least they have to understand this concept. Otherwise, they are practicing Rajasic way of Vedic lifestyle, not the Sattvic way. I have seen very closely the life of the, all over the world, the different movement and organization of their devotion and sadhana. Because the speed of the West is like that. If you are on highway, you cannot go. You have to be in highway on the track. No question whether your dearest friend or husband is standing. In India, you can just push the brake and you can stop your car anywhere. But in West, you can't do. That's the way of Maya. Okay, you have any question, Matajis? In regular practice of sulfur is have tamasic effect. Regular practice. Clothes are warming. It's just spices you use according to recipe. Is warming, it reduces the wateriness of the pumpkin. Mint is appetizer and digestive. Fresh chili is fresh chili. Eat and see how you feel with that. I think this will better when you continuously focus on practice of regimens. Your order will 50% disappear and 50% will not disturb you. I think for the health basis, what instructions was needed during the menstruation, that is very essential to practice. And what are you saying, sleeping in the morning? I couldn't understand. During the 3 days, in the 3 days time, 3 days time, because no need to be have sadhana, not going in temple and not going in linking with yourself with the deity worship program. So you are outside and chanting is chanting. Chanting can be done in any situation. So that's not have problem. Go according to your physical stage. General is not good, but you are not in that general situation during the menstruation. That is a special condition. It is okay. You are going to go according to your physical energy. Don't force yourself. That is the mean to help your menstruation cycle. No. I won't recommend anything unnatural. Which particular time? Basically the sour and acidic food. Sour and acidic foods are not recommended during menstruation. It depends on the health stage. Health status. After following all regimens, the healthy status program, then you watch what happened. After that, I will be able to answer. Can be used some essential oil in the normal oil, but must need some oil. Not during the menstruation days. No oil massage recommended during the menstruation. No oil massage during the temperature, fever. You can understand, simple. We are providing rest and massage giving. It's make more suchi and you are unsuchi. Okay? Yes, Mataji? Yeah, no problem. You can go ahead. Whatever you does is not a problem. No problem. Whatever easily can tolerate by the body and you feel good. Exercise, no problem. Go according to your limit. I cannot say, okay, 10 kilometers everybody have to walk. It's not possible for everyone. Somebody can walk 10 kilometers, somebody is happy with 2 kilometers. Somebody is just happy on the bed to make the walk. Yeah. After practicing the massage and everything, if you still feel to go, you go. Because massage is how much energy you want to utilize, you can utilize in the massage. According to the capacity. You can't force the little child of 1 month to do the massage, get up early morning and do this thing. The little child of 1 month or 2 month or 3 month or 4 month, but the principles are same. Go according to the body framework, understanding, capacity, tolerance. Everybody is different. It just need to see the suitable time of me and suitable time of you. Yeah, when which month and which days? November 17th. Yeah, after that I will be also free. From November 17th to November, in the month of November, I will be also free in the last week of November at this stage. And at that time, when time will come, if we both are alive, we will see about it. Yes. Just ring me before coming everywhere. Don't reach directly. Any other question? You have any blessings to us? No problem. Late is always first. Too much Maya have gone. You will be in front. You have simply, I don't know, actually I am in front. You know, when there is a big queue, when there is somebody is distributing the prasad, and if you are very late, you just reach in front and run. And the behind will say, oh, you are too late, you come behind. But I don't know, I just came that there is a queue. By the time you got the prasad, you just go up. So you got the prasad, no problem if you are late or early. Main aim is to get the prasad. Vijayasi always love to get the prasad. The thing is that, Prabhuji, it's always we, programs always we work out with the students. For which time they are coming, how much time of they stay, and what are their programs, according to that I organize. For example, like that, there are some people contact me from Germany, that we would like to have some advanced study of Ayurveda. Is that possible? I say, okay, I will give you 5 days time. I won't do any other work and try to be just with you. And how much learning they can do, and they have other programs also. Some people come, I'm coming for 4 months. Okay, in 4 months, every day I can give you 2 hours. And that much. So, that goes with that way. But I hope that gradually, I have facilitated the people, those who come seriously, they just live there 4 months or half month or 15 days, cook prasad, learn anything in the ashram of Gurukul. Yeah, you was not on that day, so you should visit that place. You was there on that day, Mataji?
Yeah.
I will be not available because I am finishing, that will be my last day of my class. If you like, you can visit and you can sit in the class, but I will be not able to give much time. Yeah. Thursday is day off, so it's difficult to arrange the transportation. Other days we have regular transportation. 7:30, front of MVT. Just give me ring that I want on that day, so I will make arrangement. Sorry? Yeah. It depends on who approached to me. Somebody need to approach me. I'm not just going to sit and speak my advanced class without no students. So, if you are interested, you tell me. I will keep in my list and I will tell you. Like that, we have some course. The people was trying and I got the 4 or 5 students which covered the expenditures. And I started, okay, I will do for you. So, I'm doing from Sunday, Monday is off, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. In 4 days I'm completing the program. So it goes like that.
We can
balance the body and then we can have some mantra treatment therapy to balance the psychological thing.
But even in general, so we believe in Ayurveda.
No, India believe in America. That's your stupidness that you believe in India.
No,
we believe in America. I know.
Yeah.
I went 10 years before also to America. I also went. That is just Srila Prabhupada who turned my car to come back to Vrindavan. I'm digging land here on my land. And Indian people are saying, you stupid, you fool, you mad. You left America and come here. People are begging here. Nobody have economy here.
Please come to my country. You can make $1 million so much here.
Yes. And do... I need million blessings of Radharani, not the $1 million. You earn in your country and make me enjoy your Maya. I'm happy with my Radharani. I need money, but I not run behind the money. If money comes, I receive. I take it. If I have to run behind the money in this Kartik semester, I will not waste my 20 days here just to organize the Dhanvantaram class. I charge $200 for my one self-healing course from Paris students. And people give. I have 20 students overseas. So, 20 student batch I have in overseas. Karmis. Yeah. So, I'm in India, I charge $200. When I go overseas, we charge $400 for 4 days program of the self-healing. People very happily pay. Not a problem. So, I know. But nobody practice. I feel... The devotees, those who have dedicated their lives to practice Vedic lifestyle, they have philosophical belief. How much they are serious to practice Ayurveda? What about talking about the karmis? The people, those who have already believed in Krishna, how much they are serious? Think about them. I'm not worried about the karmis. You already making karmi as a devotee. It's not my problem. I have made many devotees to the karmi. But how much devotee is ready to practice this Ayurveda? Because I have seen in many communities, there is 1,000-acre land, nobody growing the potato, buying the potato from the same self-counter of the supermarket where the fish and meat have been sold. Where is the department of consciousness which called Krishna consciousness? It's the subject of consciousness. Isn't that right? So, this was the pain in my heart by which I come back to Vrindavan and I'm growing my own herbs in my garden. I don't worry about you, what you do. I definitely worried about what I have to do. I am presenting it as a model that this can be done in that way. After seeing everything, if still you not do, better chant be happy.
You know, 1 or 2 persons who say like you, then you have problem.
I do not want that my program should be success because I do not have any program. I am working under the program of Srila Prabhupada, the self-sufficient. That's just only the idea he gave. And I started to work with Ayurveda. Simple. I haven't created anything by personal. I'm just trying to maintain. The people who are growing cauliflower in Vrindavan also, I'm trying to grow the cauliflower in my garden with the organic way. They are putting urea. I'm not putting urea. I'm fighting with the bugs. The people, those who are working in my farm, they do not have any interest. I pay 3,000 rupees per month salary for my all people, 10 people, 30,000 rupees per month I have to pay for them. But how many people are taking interest because they do not have belief and faith in that? They just working for me because I go to America. Or the American people come there. They not have interest that this cauliflower or this eggplant, when you organically grow, it will how much beneficial for your health. So the devotees, those who have understand it, how much they have their belief and faith, institutionally they have learned. I agree, the Indian people have not institutionally learned. They're just following by traditional Vedic principle. And when they look the money-wise, it gives lots of money. When they, you know, like a wheat. In the beginning, when you go 30 years before, in 1 acre land, there might be like 2 quintal or 3 quintal wheats. Now the different varieties which have been come, it's get 20 quintal or I'm just like that, 10 times more. So the quantity increase but quality deteriorate. The quality of wheat, quality of grain, quality of vegetable is deteriorate. Like lauki, you will see very nice lauki in the market that have been injected last night and this go boom twice in 24 hours. The person who buy the injection in 75 pies make 10 rupees lauki extra. And you say I'm getting fresh. Is not buy it from supermarket. So this is a very important subject that until unless you will not do these things by your own head, is not going to be happen. Is not going to be happen. I was sitting in North Carolina. I don't want to sell. I just want to eat. Why should I sell? I will be stupid to selling. No need. If you need, you grow. Well, we are sadhus, we are preachers. We do not worry about this thing. That's the business. Here the point is lost. Nobody take responsibility, Mataji. This is just one excuse. I agree. I'm not saying don't preach. This is also the part of preaching. Do you think I'm not preaching this way? You think when I'm showing this project, I'm not preaching this way? What I'm doing here? Why I need? For my family, I just need to sit in Vrindavan. Does not need to go Mathura every day paying 300 rupees for petrol and car. Pick up the devotees from here and there and here and there. Mother Rosie knows that what's my situation in the morning hours. Or to pick up my staff, bring them in the jungle. Why I need that? It's not that preaching program. But I know how much rajas I have to use for that. And how much bad effect on my health. If it is simply, I sit 4 hours, open my 2 gates, have couple of bottle, I make the rep dose. That was the traditional practice of the Vaidyas. Afternoon hour, we just take one bag and go in forest, collect some few herbs, prepare some medicine, fill the container, sitting nicely. But I have to work for the 10 people just with the same speed. Because I need to pay them. So what I am saying here, this type of the work can be done with this service way. Like if I have some student or if I have some that have the more better way rather than payment basis. Economical condition, like people have 10 family members. Like in Indian family they have grandfather and 2 kids and their 2 grand. So the 10 people are living together. They just easily take care of each other. If you have to go outside, who is going to take care of your carrot on that day to feed the water? Your son or your brother or somebody can. You are not going to hide the 10 people for Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday. That's not work in that way. That's work in conscious way. This is only the work of consciousness. When you touch the land, holy land, the 5-element relation, you bring your body in contact with the 5-element, then you just feel the 6th element. I give you my personal experience. I don't want to share, but I would like to share. I was giving Dandavat Parikrama in Govardhan, you know. Dandavat Parikrama, last year, in Adhik Mas, in the summer, hot time. And me and my wife both was giving. Somebody said, why you are doing? But I do not have any idea to give. I was just giving consultation in my class with the one man. He's a very rich and fatty person. He have a iron metal industry in Bhuteshwar, in Sriji Baba Ashram in front of that, Chaudhary Steel Company. He comes for consultation. He's saying, oh, we just finished Dandavat Parikrama last 3 days before. I was shocked that this guy, such a 90 kg weight, can do the Dandavat Parikrama. And I was feeling like, why? Why I'm sitting here? When this guy can do, why I'm sitting here? I just stop on that day my clinic and I say to my father, I'm going to give Dandavat Parikrama. You know what you are going to do? It is a 10 days program. It's not just fun and play, because he have done the Dandavat program. Maybe I decided, I don't know what's that, but I will do it just. So I went to that and my wife wanted to give, so I ring that, if you want, you come. This is us. So anyhow, if she said kids problem, then this problem will remain. So we just went out, family take care, family. And I did. You know, when you do this physical work, you just have an experience of soul. You not feel your body where you are. You bow down and you down and bow down and bow down, and you just mechanically doing this. You don't know what you are doing. At that point, very hard to remember anything. You just going like that, boom, 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 because your cliques are also doing, and other people are also doing the same thing. Boop, boop, boop. You bow down for a stool, you bow down for cow dung, you bow down for shoes, you bow down for mud, you bow down, because where it ends, you have to be bow down. That finish your ego, that finish your anchor. And then you can just feel purely the spirit, the presence of spirit. I was feeling I'm doing too much exercise, exhausted body, and I will be constipated, it's very difficult. Next morning, just finish, no problem. You just walk in the field and it just come. So, it need to experience, put your life in that situation. Then your heart will burn and you fired up. But we mostly institutionally fired up. We burnt up just here institutionally, never put our physical efforts. And that we need to enjoy. I'm not making you materialistic to be putting physical effort. Oh, it will be materialistic if I'm putting my physical effort. It's not materialism. We need food. We need prasad to fill this stomach size. Isn't that right? So, there is a certain experience which comes in that way. And I did the Brajmandal, this Dandavat in Vrindavan. I was not able to do regularly. And Giriraj Dandavat I did regularly. I was just sleeping on the road and whatever. I forgot. No, I did Govardhan one. I was living there 11 days. And I did in Vrindavan one. I was just going 2 hour and coming back, 2 hour and coming back. Because I have to run the practice. But when I did in Govardhan, I just closed the business. I forget about where I am. Yeah, generally people take 7 or 8 days, but I took 10 days. And you know, this is many, many things, many experiences. When you hear, you will shocked. You will shocked. You will see the power of Paramatma there. But it need to experience it. When you suffering, you just go to the Apollo hospital, put you in incubator. I'm not saying that, but generally, to prevent, it is needed. Whatever facilities are available at this point, if you are suffering and if you are sick and you are not able to balance in Kali Yuga, take help, no problem. Life is very important and precious to take care of that. But with that, you need to experience the healthy status and the spiritual practice with the physical effort. When the devotees jump in front of Lord, they forget where is the arthritis. I have seen many devotees, those who have made major problems, when everybody is dancing, then they also start to move their neck, no matter how they are. Whether after 1 hour they coming with the complaint of arthritis, but they never say it is increased due to the dancing, because they forget at the time. So this is the power of Paramatma, why you jump in there. And that's have to be experienced in the very sattvic mood, sattvic consciousness, and in the healthy mood. It's not the totally passion that when somebody do the dandavat like that, it's not a crazy idea. Somebody asked me, why are you doing this thing? But you have to understand in that way. The devotees do the Brajmandal Parikrama every year, 25 kilometers. One Mataji have kidney problem and her food goes like that. And she came for treatment and then she went for Govardhan Parikrama, 25 kilometers she did. And yesterday she came, oh, my foot are more swollen and have some pain, but no problem. I will give some massage and then further next day you go to Parikrama. But I'm not saying that you blindly practice sadhana. These things are wonderful. But with that, how much it is more wonderful if you are healthy also. Isn't that right? That's only my relation. And any spiritual practice never crossed, never overruled, or never changed the plan of health. All the spiritual practices are for health. All the spiritual practices are for health if you do them according to that. What I'm doing here? Same thing. I'm doing the massage also in the morning time to make your lymphatic system move. When you are moving your hand and leg, what you are doing basically, when you are rubbing your, what you are doing actually? You are moving your limb. It will automatically go. Sweats come. Sweat is the lymphatic system which is releasing the toxin. So, it just need to look in that way. I was saying that the self-massage class is 7-hour class when I explain how much and how it's beneficial. But I know that people are does not need to brainwash too much. They already dedicated and surrender. You just need to follow. Anyway, any other question before we stop this class? I'm already doing. Let's see, bring couple of them. Bring couple of them to Vrindavan. Or you organize something, I will be happy to come there. I agree. Yeah, that's the best way. You can make some Ayurvedic program in Uzbekistan and I will be happy to lead the answer without speaking Krishna. I think I will explain everything about Krishna. Because how you can kick out the Krishna from the Vedas? It's not possible. Vedas are the just in the footstep of Krishna which is playing in. How you can kick out? You want to, let's do something. Have a start with the self-healing class and self-healing seminar. Yeah, they are very interested. I have six students this last year in this last June. In California College of Ayurveda, those who are learning of Ayurveda, because I am board of advisor for California College of Ayurveda, so I go regularly once a year to teach them for 4 days or 5 days, and then I visit my whole USA trip with the different temples and devotees and karmic people and my students, those who organize the seminar. Yes, Prabhuji. It's making lighter. Easy digestible. If you can't digest the beans and dals, you can use in the form of sprouts. More? Well, nutrition wise, the values are same. But only the form it change. Okay. Anybody have any other question? Today we are stopping class here, and I am greatly thankful for all of you hearing so peacefully this stupid Brijvasi. He is saying so many nonsense things here and there, so don't carry these all unrelevant stuff, but just carry few things of the practice, and I hope if you practice then you definitely like to meet again. If you won't practice, you won't like to see me again. Very true. So thank you very much for your kind appreciations and be sitting here and joining this workshop, helping VIHE also. Yeah, just in the beginning make 3-4 exercises of the long inhalation, long exhalation. And when you feel your exhalation and inhalation coming in one rhythm, then you can just start to chant Om. Benefit of that. Just cook for Krishna.